Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up? It's your boys, B and Nanda, back with another fly episode of Chop It Up. This time we are uncensored, no topic. We're going to talk about what the hell we want to.
What's up, Nanda?
How you feeling tonight, bro?
I'm about to crack this Reds apple ale, and we're going to just chop it up, you know, like we were talking about our fucking WrestleMania trip that we got planned, that we've been planned since they fucking announced it for Dallas. Jerry World and WrestleMania, the
Man
biggest
Nation
WrestleMania.
2016? Man
oh,
Nation
yeah.
2016, is that what you mean?
Hashtag.
Hashtag it now, folks, because it's going to be trending here by March and April, I promise you. If some of you guys don't know, don't listen to us on a regular, we are planning a TKC, the K5 Connection, our wrestling page. We are planning a complete trip to WrestleMania. Every man pays for your own shit. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. But we're all going to meet up, all of us from the page members, to you guys also, anybody that wants to. We're going to meet up at WrestleMania in Dallas at Jerry Dome. I don't know how you feel about it being at Jerry Dome. I know how you feel about my Cowboys with football season
around
the corner.
We're going to get there early enough to where we can walk around and see all the Dallas shit, their fucking trophies. I don't even care if it's Dallas. I hate Dallas, but I'm going to be able to say that I saw that shit.
Well, you are going with the ultimate Dallas Cowboys fan, so I know without a doubt we're going to be taking a trip a couple times around that motherfucker, if you get my drift.
Just picture my face when walking around and you're fucking all, you know, like, boasting because that's your team, and I'm just going to be like, with no rings, Philly fan,
Yeah, and I'm gonna be soaking in every moment, Nanda, of just watching the disgust and dismay on your face. I hope we run into fucking Jerry Jones. I hope we get to be there at a time
where
Dez Bryant's just strolling down the motherfucking hall, and we run into him and have to take pictures with him. The look on your face, that's gonna be priceless. That's gonna be the picture that I put in the studio. That's gonna be the one that goes up in the studio for sure.
I probably shouldn't wear no Philly gear. No, because there's gonna be a lot of but it's gonna be a crowd from all over the world. So.
They're gonna be it's everywhere, gonna be man. You hear this now, Philly fans? He's already trying to fucking diss y'all. He's already saying he can't rep your shit in enemy territory. Y'all need to go in on this man, and you could do that by calling in at 347-934-0246. Hit this man up. Nanda, you got to wear some Philly gear, at least that fly-ass old-school Philly hat that you got, because I know you gave me some humble pie a couple of years ago. Do you remember that?
Yeah, but you gave it back to me fucking 6 weeks later.
I gave it right
later.
Back. They dished it right
back.
Didn't
you post that same meme?
Meme. I had to give it right back to him, guys. This motherfucker on Thanksgiving Day, when we got our ass whipped at home, us being the Dallas Cowboys, to the Philadelphia Eagles, was the most horrific holiday I've ever experienced in my life. And I had some pretty wild out there in-laws, for those who don't know. So this is up there. I'm telling you, it's up there. But when the Dallas Cowboys came back and whipped that ass on your home field, that was sweet. And then the cherry on top, of course, was me sending the meme right back to him of him giving me the humble pie.
I didn't even look at it. No.
Oh.
No, I mean, when I pulled up the notification, it shows the picture in the corner, and I just opened it, and I was just like scratching
you knew right
my
away
head.
What it was. You knew what it was. You ain't got to lie, Craig. You knew
what
it was.
I might have looked at it. No.
You seen that shit. Anyways, today we had our fantasy football draft, and we're in two different leagues, the Backyard League and the Front Yard League, and those are our pseudonyms, for which you can guess. Backyard League is my favorite league. It's a league I've dominated 2 years in a row, and I'm looking to three-peat. And I happened to keep Dez Bryant, and
I'm gonna
think that was a mistake.
Fans, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm drinking.
That's what alcohol does. We're uncensored here, Nanda. Just to chop it up, freestyle, nigga. We can do what the fuck we want. We might even just run this back. Those who are listening, we might just run this back. And if you're not listening and you catch this on the podcast, you clicked in the Facebook link.
Download it.
After I told your ass, download this shit.
Let me know. You don't have to listen to it live. Just, you know, when you got
just
when download you're sitting with your
give
boys,
the,
when you're in the car ride home,
clip.
When you're in the
give
car ride home clip. And you're listening.
Just give your boys a click. Anyways,
yeah,
out of these two drafts, Nando, let me ask you a question real quick. Out of these two drafts, which pick are you the most proud of and in which round?
Oh, definitely my first round pick because that
was
a crafty move for myself because it was Antonio motherfucking Bryant because, I mean, I think – aside from Dez being the monster he is, I think he's up there in the discussion for one of the top receivers in the league, I think. He just doesn't get that much praise because, you know, I actually don't know why. I'm trying to think of not why. No.
That's fucking comedy. I kept Dez Bryant in one of my leagues. The other league, I don't think I was able to snatch him up, or was I? Oh, I did. I think I got him.
Yeah, you took him in the first pick.
I took him in the first in both leagues.
And you can't go wrong until something gets proven otherwise. There's no fucking...
Well, and like I was mentioning earlier, I've won 2 years in a row with Dez Bryant being my first round pick. And I know a lot of people say, oh, why would you pick him as first pick? You know, the run game and all that bullshit. I don't give a damn. Dez Bryant is Dez Bryant. And he's a special kind of talent for those, even those hating on the Cowboys, got to admit, he's a special kind of talent. And he's a fantasy stud. He's led the NFL in receiving touchdowns the past 3 years, 3 to 4 years, I believe. And he's just the go-to guy when it comes to receiving. And we are in a PPR league. So I value wide receivers a lot more than other people do.
Well, I'm just browsing through the roster, my roster. My quarterbacks, I'm not too happy about it, but I chose to.
But you said yourself you didn't value quarterbacks in fantasy football.
So I don't. I mean, because it's a passing. My thought is it's a passing league, and quarterbacks go ham most of the time. I mean, there is those fucking the air. Aside from Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning. Who else would you put in that elite, you know, stud numbers every single week and win every single week? Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady.
Tony Romo?
That's Tony Romo. That's the top tier for me. And I think in the later rounds, there were still good quarterbacks. There was fucking, in numbers-wise, fantasy-wise, I'm talking fantasy-wise, of course. Phillip Rivers, Joe Flacco. Eli Manning, as much as I hate his ass, he can put up some numbers when he's got all his weapons. Drew Brees was up there in the later, not later rounds, but after the fifth and sixth round. He was like, he got taken in like the seventh round.
He was a mid-round pick, yeah.
Remember when he used to be a fucking top three in like 2012, 13, 11 maybe?
I do. I do.
Years past.
But I can't downplay the position of quarterback, though, because, I mean, when it comes down to it, quarterbacks get you touchdowns. And like you said, with it being a passing league, touchdowns are worth 6 points apiece. So if you're getting three of those, that's at least 18 points a game. Not to mention
the
points you're going to get for the yardage.
But see, here's
quarterbacks
where
is the thing.
I will,
quarterbacks and receivers are where you need to be.
I agree with that. I would just, the only reason why the wide receivers I took, since they're number one, they could be just as much as, because if you get, like if you think about it, they're kind of linked together, like Ben and, what's his name? Ben and Antonio Bryant, Stafford and Calvin.
Well,
like some people like to go. Some people like to go with that, like a tandem like that. Like, I think I have one. I think I got Flacco and Steve Smith in one, but he's not the number one receiver, I don't think. I think he likes to hit. Well, he might be.
But he is still a favorite, though. He may not
he's
be
got some weapons,
one.
Though. He's
actually,
got
I think
Corey
he is
Smith.
The number one. Now that I think about it, I think he is the number one.
Yeah, he is still a beast, even though he's kind of old.
If you're looking at last year's numbers, he was Flacco's favorite.
He plays with a fucking chip on his shoulder. Because he's small, he has that.
Trust me, he himself won me at least 3 or 4 games.
And this being his retirement year, he's not going to go out like no punk.
Oh, he's already said he's about to ball out. I think he's a great pickup at any round, barring.
I think I got him in like
the
first,
15. Second round. And that's a steal. I can't believe he lasted that long. Because I remember seeing him disappear as soon as you picked and thinking, damn, this motherfucker's scout. He knows my draft board and he ain't even here. But yeah, you're dead on when you say that. He's a great steal later on in rounds. I don't see him going past the 6th or 7th round. I thought he would fit right up in that round, in those rounds right there, because he is a number one or a number two receiver, no doubt, easily.
All right, I'm eyeing your team right now.
What are you seeing on it that you like? What do you think about that?
I like your tandem,
Marshall.
I like your tandem of Dez. Your tandem is like my tandem because I got Antonio Bryant and Calvin Johnson.
Hey, well, I have other people that I can flex into there, too.
Oh, no, I got Sammy Watkins and Antonio Bryant. Your tandem is probably better because he's proven more. With Dez Bryant and Brandon Marshall, that's two big targets. Whoever's quarterback, Fitzpatrick, is going to look.
It's going to be Fitzpatrick for the first 6 to 10 weeks. We know that due to the broken jaw, remember?
And if he's doing good, he might as well just play the whole season. Why would you bring in fucking bum-ass Geno?
Well, I mean, if
and your two quarterbacks,
they're doing something. He can throw downfield. We know that.
Your two quarterbacks, you got two stud quarterbacks, Romo and Manning. Can't go wrong there. You're going to be a force. Now, your running backs are a little bit questionable.
They're way questionable.
And only say that compared to who you're going up against, but one of their running backs, in my opinion, is a bust, Alfred Morris. Not a bust in playing, fantasy bust. I don't think he's going to have... I think he'll be all right. I mean, but fantasy-wise, I think he's going to be around 1,000 yards again, 10 TDs. I don't even know who the fuck.
I got to believe that they're going to end up splitting carries. You got Roy Helu, too.
Helu.
He's been known to get in there and sneak in some of those dirty sneak touchdowns and steal them. So who
I
knows how that's
going
to turn out the running back situation there.
I fucking hate that fucking touchdown point vultures. Like,
yep,
that's cool. What I love about fantasy is, like, it's a game within a game for every game. No matter what game is on TV that I'm watching, I've probably got someone or somebody that I'm playing has somebody on that team. Oh, flatline.
Yep.
Was that the flatliner in the background?
Oh, I had a cut on the AC here in the studio. It's getting a little warm down here in South Texas. You know how we do. We do with nice weather all year round until it hits about August, September, and then we roast like motherfucking
It's fucking hot in my room because I had to turn the fan off because
shout
I'm
out
sure.
210 San Antonio, Texas, home of the 5-time champion San Antonio Spurs. Let's get into a little bit of NBA. I'm going to try to talk a little bit of NBA because, as you know, my team reloaded heavily this year. With LaMarcus Aldridge, we about to fuck some shit up in the West. What do you think
you're
about
listening to Chop It Up After Dark?
Uncensored. That's right. After Dark, uncensored and uncut, motherfuckers. We say
yeah,
what
we
want this time of
we'll
night.
We'll say kitties and dick and pussy whenever we want to. No, no. I just had to say that. Just to prove that. We ain't no PG shit.
You're just going to push the airwaves, aren't you? Right.
Maybe when we get on, we'll tone it down. We won't go into that when we get on the bigger scale.
Well, you gotta put me on first. I gotta get put on first.
Put on for the city, but yeah, NBA. Spurs, Cavs, probably the finals. Again, rematch. Wait, the Spurs didn't play the Cavs. It was the Spurs in Miami. Spurs versus LeBron, basically.
A rematch of Spurs-LeBron. You already predict that's your early season prediction?
Well, that's what the...
I'll tell you one thing, man. I'm not as sold on the Cavs as everybody else is. I've seen deficiencies that other teams could definitely take advantage of. And Miami...
Well...
Don't let Miami fool you, man. They retool.
Oh, they ain't
fooling
me.
Don't let Miami
pick
up on you.
Miami,
they retool.
Actually, is my sleeper in the East.
Well, I mean, and don't give up on your Bulls, man. I'm telling you, with that new coaching change, you're going to see a new pep in their step.
Who is it? Fred Goldberg or
Fred
Bill Hoiberg?
Fred Hoiberg from Iowa State. Former coach of the Iowa State Cyclones. Shout out to Iowa State.
And he's offensive-minded coach, ain't he?
Definitely.
So now they got that defensive mindset.
He's one of the best,
from Tibbs.
He's one of the best three-point shooters that the NBA has seen. He's up there. He's a poor
man. Played
in
the NBA?
Sure, if you will. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I might have to Google. I'm not as knowledgeable in the NBA history as I am with wrestling and football.
Right, that's all good, brother. We chop it up about what the fuck we want. But I'll tell you, I remember him back in the Minnesota days playing with Kevin Garnett in his early years and with the Timberwolves and Sam Cassell. And they had a couple of playoff teams. They made the Western Finals against the Lakers and got their ass whipped. But I remember Fred Hoiberg being one of the deadliest shooters in the NBA at that time. He was one of the guys that you did not want to leave open for three. So he's definitely an offensive-minded coach, and he's definitely going to improve the Chicago Bulls offensively. And I think that defensive mindset that Tom Thibodeau instilled in them early is going to continue to be there, and it's going to be there for some time. So I don't think you have to worry about them slipping up on the defensive end. Maybe just a little bit, but not enough that it's going to make them completely fall off on the defensive end.
I got a link, Monster, the number. You want the cow lean.
This retarded motherfucker can't just see the post. All you got to do is click on the link. Guys, if you're listening, then obviously you know how to get to the phone number. Come on. It's simple. Technology
Step your game
is
up.
Not that difficult. Step your motherfucking game up. But until we get Monster on the line, we'll chop it up with Monster as soon as he gets on.
We know Monster is not that fucking bright.
But that's my nigga. That's my nigga, and I hope I see him in Dallas. You are in Dallas.
Him and Kel said they're going, so.
Well, I'm going to ask him about it directly as soon as we get him on the line. I'm going to ask him about it directly because I want to know for sure, and I want the whole podcast world to know that this dude said he's going to be at WrestleMania in Dallas.
We should actually do a podcast from the hotel.
Oh, I already planned on it. We might do two. We might do three. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Shit, we might do podcasts all night from the hotel. We'll
One
see
thing
how
I
it
do
goes.
Know is hail to the no. To the no, no, no. If you when your boys ask you if you're gonna miss WrestleMania, hail to the no.
To the no.
I don't know if you fans, friends and family have seen the fucking hilarious GIF video on Facebook of that dude at the church, pastor, preacher singing that song. It's hilarious. I don't even know what it's from. What is that dude from?
I have no idea. I've just seen the meme, and it made me break up laughing until I felt like my guts were going to fall out my ass. That shit was funny, though. I just know that.
I've been
that's
waiting to say that
uncle,
since the show
that's
started.
That's somebody granddaddy on that shit singing, hell to the no, no, to the no, no,
I've been waiting
no.
since we started the show to say that.
That's the shit, man. That's the meme right there. That's the meme of the year. That's up. That's the nominee. It's got to be, man. We got to put that on the list. That's a great one.
I'm seeing too much shit about fucking Straight Outta Compton. It's pissing me off.
Oh, you mean like Straight Out Your Mama's Ass or
well,
Straight Out
Well,
East
not just
East.
The meme.
Straight Out,
everybody's
straight
posting about
ass.
It. And it's just fucking...
Oh, you mean about the movie reviews in general?
That and just everybody thinks they're hot shit because they're seeing a new movie. Oh, like you never went to a movie premiere before. Jesus.
Are you hating on Cube, nigga? Are you hating on Cube? It just came out this weekend, man. It's popping. Have you seen the movie?
I'm a hater.
That's true. I mean, you are what you are, and that's why I love you anyway. You still my brother will always be. But you a hater, nigga. I mean, how can you hate on Ice Cube, Dr. Dre? Come on, man.
I heard somebody complain that Eazy-E's Jerry curl wasn't juicy enough.
Are you serious?
I did. I'll send you a fucking screenshot. Somebody said something don't add up in this movie. And I said, well, what are you talking about? They're like, I don't want to spoil anything. And I said, message me. And they said, Eazy-E's Jerry curl was too dry.
Man, somebody had too much Hennessy before they hit the motherfucking theater. Because, I'm sorry, from what I've heard, I have not heard one negative review, G. Not one negative review. And if the only negative review I hear about this movie is Eazy-E's Jerry curl, I'm telling you, bro, I'm going to slap somebody twice. But I'm going to go see this movie anyway.
And I did the fucking...
I still got a little bit of change in my pocket. I just might be able to talk my wife into going to see this shit real soon. I'm telling you, I got to see this flick. Because everybody and their grandma is saying that the new Straight Outta Compton flick is the business. It is the best...
No, you want to hear some...
White folks, black folks, Mexicans, ghetto, rich. It don't matter. I'm hearing it from
you wanna
everybody.
You want to hear some straight facts, though?
Some straight facts.
Straight Outta Compton broke the all-time rated R record for August opening premiere ever.
What? Did you just give me some kind of ESPN made-up LeBron James stat for motherfucking Straight Outta Compton?
It's true.
After all that hating, Nanda, you're going to give me some bullshit made-up this movie broke the rated R on the Wednesday release since 2013.
I know, right?
Record ever.
No, it's Straight Outta Compton did the highest numbers of August on the second Tuesday afternoon of the opening premiere on the summer of the new movie. It's rated R.
Yeah,
it's a black movie.
Yeah.
It's like, and it's like fucking
yeah,
five different prerequisites.
Yeah.
I know it's just made about the made up ESPN stat where they say LeBron James had the best numbers on the 17th of July.
Oh, yeah. He had the 32-point, 14 rebound, 11 steal, triple-double on a Wednesday night in the cold 42-degree weather since 2002. That's that kind of stat.
When there was over 5,672 fans, and it's the first time that's ever been done. No.
That's fucked up, bro. We got a caller in, though. Caller, hold on, then. We got a caller coming in right now. Caller, what's your name?
This monster.
And where you from? Rep your spot. Where you from, bro?
Hello?
What's up? Hey, you on the mic with B and Nanda? What's up, man?
What's up, man? This is Monster, man.
What's up, Monster? How you
monster,
doing,
man?
We're talking about slapping Monster. Right before you came on, I said, I'm going to tell Monster I will slap him.
On the real G, what we talking about, what we chopping it up about right now is
Straight
the Mancation 2016,
oh, yeah.
The WrestleMania trip to Dallas. Are you going to be there? Because I've heard
you're
going to be there. You're going to be there for sure. Yeah. For sure, bro?
Yeah, I'm going.
Well, it's going to
be
a hell of a
treat
because everybody that shows up that's a fan of the show that mentions Chop It Up will get a free Chop It Up t-shirt along with a TKC wristband package. It's going to be raw, G.
We're going to be TKC geared out in the picture that we post on the page. And if you didn't go... You ain't TKC, nigga.
You heard it here, motherfuckers.
Drew, as much as we talk shit about virgin, pubeless, chin-haired Drew Reynolds, if he don't go, you're fired from TKC.
Damn. He said you're fired? Oh, my God.
Nigga, still
he called
man. Oh, shit. What's up with Red Hot? Red Hot calls?
No, he's fucking over there fucking...
He hides.
His dick.
He hides.
His dick is red hot from beating it.
Football draft tonight, Monster, and it was fucking ridiculous, the draft pick that he made. And he talks
Let me look up his fucking roster.
Bring up his roster. Why are you doing that? I wanna get Monster's insight here with about 4 minutes left. We are gonna run this show back. We will be back in about an hour. After this show runs off, we're going to be right back and run it back with y'all. But, Monster, what are your thoughts on the upcoming SummerSlam matchup? The main event.
Say it again, Lisa.
John
Cena's
the
greatest.
Cena's
the greatest.
Rollins,
Cena's
title
the greatest
versus title.
Oh, Cena. I think he's going to win
it.
No
doubt. You think he's going to win it?
And then he's going to defend the...
Is that just fandom? Is that just fandom coming out of you?
I think he's gonna defend the U.S. title the next night, and somebody's gonna beat him for it. Like, to put somebody else, either Cesaro or
Owens. Watch it be fucking Kevin Owens.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be Kevin Owens. That's what I think is gonna happen, because I don't know. I don't think they'll put Seth with the U.S. title. That's what I don't think so.
Hey, this is what I think. I think this is what happens. I think whoever wins, which I think is probably going to be Seth Rollins. I think Seth Rollins wins both the titles. Sheamus cashes in, takes the WWE title off him, and then Seth Rollins ends up with the U.S. title and defends it like he was defending the WWE title.
So you're saying that Sheamus is going to cash in?
Yeah, I think Sheamus is going to cash in.
I don't see that. I see it. He could go to either or, though. Cena could win and Sheamus could cash in on him.
So what you're saying is, to what I just said, you're saying, hell to the no. To the no, no, no. That's basically what you said, huh?
No, I hate Seth Rollins, man.
Seth Rollins.
Especially that Gulak got his picture on his profile pic.
Oh, that's whack as fuck. I agree with that. That's whack as fuck.
Yeah, that shit's crazy,
Seth Rollins,
bro.
Shit. He is the greatest heel in the WWE to come around at some point.
He's the top heel right now.
I don't know.
Who do you think
right now? He's a top heel right now.
I think Sheamus is a better heel than him.
Fuck no. Yeah, Sheamus has got X-Pac. Sheamus is just boring, is why no one likes his ass.
He got better with his new entrance and stuff. I think he got better.
Sheamus is a brute, but he ain't no motherfucking greatest heel since fucking Edge. Hell no, I gotta give that to Seth Rollins easily. Or
yeah,
the Shield as a whole.
I just don't like him.
When he's got motherfuckers hating him.
I just don't like him. That's what it is. I know he's good. I'll say he's good. He's good.
Hey, wait. Here we go.
He's not better than Cena, though.
We got Kel's roster up.
We got a minute 20 left.
He got Vernon Davis in the third round.
Are you serious? Slap that nigga right now.
That's all I got to say about his roster. I won't even go no further.
Vernon Davis in the third round. Kel, I better hear from Kel in half hour number. From Kel, we got about a minute to go here, Nanda. Monster will be back with us in the second hour. In the second half hour,
Monster,
I should say.
He ain't coming back. We don't want him back.
But I got to say, man, God damn. Vernon Davis in the third round. Kel, you need to slap yourself. Well, Nanda, we got about 35 seconds to roll here. What you got to say before we bounce?
I got to say, if you do not listen to this podcast, well, then fuck you. Straight fact.
You heard him. That's a straight fucking fact. And this is your boy B, and Nanda signing off from Chop It Up. We will be back, like I said.
And that's a plug
exactly
to Monster.
1 hour.
That's a plug. Oh, my God.